Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 15, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday will hear a case that could determine how social media platforms and the government communicate. Murphy v. Missouri was started in May of 2022 when Republican state attorneys general from Missouri and Louisiana sued the Biden administration, arguing that various government agencies violated the First Amendment while communicating with social media companies because they effectively coerced the platforms to take down posts or accounts spreading what was identified as COVID or voting misinformation. The decision in this case will help determine the extent to which the government can notify social media platforms about potentially concerning content on their sites. Lawmakers in the European Union are calling on Meta to scrap its controversial consent or pay tactic, which offers the option of paying a monthly subscription for no ads or ad tracking, or allowing tracking in exchange for free access to Facebook and Instagram with no other options. Meta routinely defends its options, claiming they meet the regulatory guidelines in the EU. However, members of the European Parliament accuse Meta of manipulating users by offering a false choice between paying for an ad-free subscription or consenting to ongoing tracking and profiling through its surveillance-based ad targeting. Spotify sent an email to the European Commission claiming that Apple has neither acknowledged nor responded to Spotify's submission to bring subscription pricing information into the app, preventing it from updating the app for all of its users, even putting out fixes for bugs or adding other features. This email comes after Apple was fined nearly $2 billion over years-old complaints from Spotify about its App Store rules. On March 4th, Apple was ordered to start allowing developers to include information about alternative and cheaper music subscription services. Spotify updated its app on March 5th, taking advantage of the new rules, but claims that it has yet to hear from Apple since submitting the update. According to the 2023 African Tech Startups Funding Report by Disrupt Africa, there was nearly a 28% decrease in investment into the tech startups across the continent, totaling $2.4 billion less in investment for the year. The report also detailed a number of startups that received funding dropped from 633 in 2022 down to 406 last year, a drop of nearly 36%. It should be noted, however, that the funding situation is not exclusively an African issue and stems from a broader global economic downturn. Gabriella Mulligan, co-founder of Disrupt Africa, says that 2023 is likely to be just a minor setback in their growth trajectory. India's antitrust regulator ordered a probe into Google's App Store billing practices, alleging Google abused its dominant position in the country's online market by imposing unfair terms and discriminatory practices in the Google Play Store. The Competition Commission of India said on Friday that Google appears to have violated several provisions in the country's antitrust law and asked its investigative arm to complete the probe within 60 days. Google added real-time browsing protection to Chrome, which should block 25% more phishing attacks, helping to better protect consumer privacy. Chrome Safe Browsing feature for years has automatically added potentially unsafe URLs to a list on your device, but was opt-in because of the level of security-related data that had to be provided to Google for full protection. The new version of Safe Browsing solves this problem with an API that hides the URLs of visited sites from Google, allowing Safe Browsing to do a real-time check without having to know both your IP address and visited URL hash, giving you full protection while preserving your privacy. For the first time since 2015, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission raised the speeds required to describe internet service as broadband. The new standard is 100 megabits per second downloads and 20 megabits per second uploads, nearly quadrupling the previous mark. The FCC can't police ISPs to force them to boost their speeds, but can prevent them from marketing their services as broadband internet if they do not meet these thresholds. Google has just dropped invitations for Google I.O., the company's annual developer conference, which is set for May 14th and 15th at the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View, California. I.O. is generally aimed at developers for Google's various operating systems, but attendees can expect updates to Android, Wear OS, Gmail, and more, along with some consumer hardware. We can also expect to find the ongoings with Gemini and Google's other AI offerings. And finally, if things go as planned, Samsung will be awarded more than $6 billion in grants, helping the chip maker expand beyond a project in Texas it has already announced. The funds come by way of the CHIPS Act, which is aimed at ramping up chip production in the United States. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.